Thank you, Chair. From our perspective, just several points, I think, which we can clarify this question. First is just to remind everyone, which I'm sure is clear, because it's been clear since Sendai, we're measuring a global target, not national targets. Because we're measuring a global target, that means that we have to be counting the same things in every country. So if we're counting apples in one country, we have to be counting apples in all countries. If we're counting apples in one country and oranges in a different country, that will create problems for global measurement, not for national measurement. Therefore, I think the approach we should take is define on what are the minimum sub-indicators between B2 and B7, which absolutely all the countries in the room can collect. Those are then the apples which everyone measures. And the ones which cannot be collected by everyone for whatever reason, which might be either relevance or lack of data or whatever, they get pushed down to the national level. Because at the national level, there's obviously a range of other indicators which can be highly policy relevant and are relevant for your particular national accounting. But at the global level, if we're going to have global consistency, we have to have, we're either counting apples everywhere or we're counting oranges everywhere, but it has to be the same thing. And then final point, just to reiterate something that was said yesterday, the issue of double counting in this respect is not an issue, provided that we double count consistently the same things and we double count them every year. If we do it inconsistently, it becomes a problem. But if it's consistent, then it is no problem in terms of establishing this global trend we're trying to capture here.